Welcome back to Psukei HaDaf. We are learning Shabbos Daf Yud Aleph, and we're going to be looking at, of the four Psukim which appear on today's Daf, we're going to be focusing on one Pasuk which appears in Sefer Ezra, Pasuk Tes in Perek Tes. The Pasuk reads as follows, Ki avodim anachnu uvavduseinu lo azovnu elokeinu. That in our service, we are servants, and in our service we are not left or forsaken Hashem. Vayet oleinu chesed, and Hashem extended kindness to us, lifnei malchei for us, in the eyes of the kings of Persia, dalses lanu michya, to give us sustenance, the remembrance base elokeinu, to establish the house of Hashem our God, v'lamidus korvosov, and to set up the ruins, v'lases lanu God's heir Yehuda of Yerushalayim, and to establish for us a path or a border in Judah and Jerusalem. The Gemara Brachos Daf Yud Aleph Aleph comments on this in the name of Rav Bar Machasya, in the name of Rav Chama Bar Guria, in the name of Rav, a very interesting statement. And that is that any city, equal ear, shegagoy seha, guvoyhimi besa knesses lesof chaver echarivo. Any city which builds its great palaces and its great homes and its private places higher than shuls, ultimately will be destroyed. Meaning to say the prioritization of such a city is not correct. They think more about their private equity and success than they do about their spiritual equity and success. That city will not last. How do they know this? Because it says, lorememes besa lokenu lahamid es chorvoysov. Their focus seems to be more on their own ruins than it is about the ruins of God. That's what seems to be clear from this Gemara. Now it is interesting that to understand the context of this pasuk. This pasuk comes at a very painful time in Jewish history. You see, Ezra is the spiritual leader. He is in fact inaugurated to be the spiritual leader of the Jews going from the diaspora to the newly founded state of Judea under the Persian government. And as he is on his way to Israel, describes this incredible, incredible trip that he takes. He recruits a lot of people. He recruits Kohanim, Levim, all these people, and they take donations, and they're bringing money up, and they go. And he describes step by step their journey as they make their way to the promised land, to the land of Israel, and they return, and they start reinvigorating the base Elokeinu, the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What happens is that after this whole pomp and ceremony takes place, and what happens is the Sarim, the officers around the land of Israel, come up to him and say, you know, Ezra, lo nivdalu ha'am Yisrael v'ha'kohanim ha'levim me'am ha'arotzo es kesu'a v'aseyem l'klani achiti v'aprizi ha'yivusi ha'amoni v'amoyev v'matri v'amori. You know, there's a lot of intermarriage. There are a lot of very happy mixed families in this society between all these different nations that we're talking about a lot. This is not just one nation: the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, the Ammonites, the Moabites, and the Egyptians and the Amorites. That means to say that there was full assimilation and intermarriage. It wasn't just a problem today; it was a problem then too. And they, in fact, became so engaged in this culture that it was they now have to share with Ezra this terrible demographic truth. As Ezra hears this, he describes in the first voice, he talks about how he tears his garment. Karatias bigdi me'ilya, tore my garment and my coat. I let my head out, my hair out, and grew my beard. And then everybody who was around me saw what I did, and he makes this long speech. And he says, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm so embarrassed. I'm so embarrassed to even lift up my head. Because there's so many sins. Look at all these sins that Bnei Israel did. From the times that of our forefathers, you saved us. You kept giving us. You kept on saving us from all our enemies. And look at what we've done for you. You allowed us to come back after all of this terrible godless to your place. To help us light our eyes. And what happens? What are we? Still in our most abject servitude, we never forsook you. But what can I say now, Kodesh Baruch Hu? Look. This is what our pasuk was. He's like, we never forsook you, but look what we've done. We have really. We've married out. How could we do this? And ultimately, Ezra's noticed by some of the other leaders. The other leaders join him in a fast day, a three-day fast day. And this actually is one of the most successful spiritual revolutions where people separate from their non-Jewish partners through this action because they see the pain that that Ezra is experiencing. It's worthwhile noting that his contemporary, his colleague, Nehemiah, in the Sefer Nehemiah, also notices assimilation, and as opposed to tearing out his own hair, Nehemiah, in a very strong way, tears out the hair of other people He goes and he forcefully tries to disengage people from the relationships, which perhaps seen as a little less successful, the different methodologies as to how to convince people to believe in certain ideas. But nonetheless, what Moran Shabbos is commenting over here is a very sad circumstance in which Ezra is realizing the reality on the ground, which is in Eretz Yisrael. It was not so simple then, it's not so simple now. We should understand that some problems continue, but we have at least the luminary, the light of those leaders before confronted those issues. And thank goodness, because today we're still here because of them. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.